Sisters by Susan Kalman.
What are you looking at me like that for? Oh, the silent treatment, is it? What have I done now? Oh, don't be like that. You know I love you. Please just look at me. Oh, that's better. Oh. Now come and kiss Mummy. Oh, stop struggling. Mummy loves you. Mummy loves you.
What are you doing in there, Susan?
Nothing that's any of your business, Fiona.
Make me my dinner. I'm starving.
Have you got any antibiotics from a registered doctor?
No.
Well, then you're not really ill. Stop whining.
Seriously, what's going on in there? I worry when you shut your bedroom door.
What do you want?
Oh, egg in a cup with butter and salt all mixed in.
Oh, man, that's such a hassle.
Oh, please. Come on, I'm all bunged up. It's like I've got an allergy or something, but I can't quite work out what I'm allergic to.
Oh, it'll be your diet, Fiona. That ethically harvested food is bad for you. I mean, how exactly do you ascertain if a carrot is happy?
You can tell by the jaunty angle of the little carrot tops. Like a tiny little fedora.
You believe a load of nonsense sometimes, Fiona. You really do.
And you don't. Why do we have so much yogurt?
All the women in the adverts seem so happy.
And you think that if you eat yogurt, you'll be happy? Do you also think that if you eat corn bolognese, you'll be able to run the 10,000 metres at the Olympics?
Well, I wouldn't want to, actually. One should always be running to or from something, not just in a circle. It makes no sense.
Oh, just give me the remote control.
Why?
Because the sick one gets to choose what we watch.
You're not having the remote. Your choice of television entertainment is dodgy at best.
It is not.
I present Exhibit A, the Ross Kemp box set.
Could you just give me the remote?
No.
I want to watch Frozen.
You've watched it 25 times in a row.
Frozen is one of the sweetest, most beautiful films about sisters ever made, where their true love for each other saves the day.
No, I'm feeling ill.
I watch Frozen and I'm taken into a fantasy world of joy. And then I come back here and I'm living in whatever happened to Baby Jane.
Disney films are happiness propaganda. At least Baby Jane and her sister had a realistic relationship.
She ran over her sister and then kept her locked up for years.
See, it's a happy ending.
Just give me the remote.
Fine, have it. I do not want to stay here and watch you sob your way through a cartoon.
Fine, I'll sit here and sob all by myself. It's a Friday night after all. Might treat myself to my tax return.
Fine.
Oh, peace at last.
I'm free. Let it go. Let it go. I'm the wind and star.
What's happening? I can't see anything.
What have you done, Susan?
I haven't done anything. Oh!
Right, just take your time and follow my voice.
Well, you have to keep talking then.
What about?
Well, anything, for heaven's sakes, it's pitch black, Fiona.
All right. Elaine Page made her West End debut in the musical Hair in 1968. She very quickly established herself as one of the country's most in-demand musical stars.
Why are you talking about Elaine Page?
Because she calms me down when I'm feeling nervous. Watch what you're squeezing.
Is that you?
Yeah, well, if it's anybody else, we're in trouble. Just sit down.
Why have all the lights gone out?
Well, I'm assuming you had something to do with it.
Oh, why do you always blame me for everything?
Because it is usually your fault. I have no doubt that the WikiLeaks will eventually publish an email from you that proves that you were complicit in the collapse of the banking system.
I have never done anything to deserve that kind of criticism.
You told everybody at school that I had a third nipple.
Well, I thought you did.
It was a Rice Krispie. And you ate it.
Well, I haven't done anything this time. You know I'm frightened of the dark and of electricity and of being alone with you in the dark without electricity.
Hey, do you think the rest of the block is out?
I don't know. There's some light coming from underneath the door.
Why don't we check and see if Blake has got any power?
I don't want to.
Susan, we're in the flat. Nothing is going to happen to us.
That's what they always say in films before one of them is brutally murdered.
See, this is why you should watch more Disney films.
People get hurt in Disney films, Fiona. Remember Bambi's mother. And that annoying warthog from The Lion King.
Nothing happened to Pumba.
Well, it would if he'd come anywhere near me, I tell you that, for nothing.
Oh, come on.
Well, fine, you go first, I'll follow.
Wait, why do I need to go first?
Because you're older than me. You're the brave one who's meant to protect me from danger. That's the point of Frozen.
I knew you'd watched it.
It was on one night and the remote was on the other chair. I couldn't be bothered to get up.
Right, come on. But be careful, there's an occasional table somewhere around there.
Stupid occasional table. What does it do for the rest of the time, Jane?
Hey, Susan, just feel your way, woman. Okay. Come on, just let... Right. Left a wee bit. Yeah. There, yeah. Stop. Oh, right. Stop.
What?
I think I felt something under my feet.
What do you mean?
Gosh, your mind can play tricks sometimes, can't it? I mean, I thought I felt something... breathing.
Ah, no, it'll just be a hat, just a soft furry hat or something like that. Just one you brought back from Inverness, you know, the one with the Loch Ness monster on it.
Shh. Right, we're nearly there.
Okay, why are we whispering?
I don't know. It just seems appropriate to whisper when you're in the dark.
It's a good point. Open the door.
The lights are on in the hall.
Blake.
Oh, please, just blame. Throw your shoe at the
Blake,
door or something.
That's a good point. Okay, yeah.
What?
Oh, thank goodness you're in.
Why are you whispering?
Because we're standing in the dark.
Why are you standing in the dark?
Our power's gone out. Is everything okay in your flat?
I think so. Have you checked your fuse box?
Well, it was a wee bit difficult. Given the extra weight that I am currently carrying.
What extra weight?
Hello. Okay, can you get off me now, Susan?
Why don't you come into my flat until you get it sorted?
Oh, Blake, what is that smell?
I can't smell anything.
I'm very fond of you, Blake, but that's the kind of smell that gets the police interested.
Maybe I'm just used to it by now.
Oh, please, tell me they're clean pants on the sofa.
The probability is that they might be. Or might not be.
Oh, Schrodinger's pants, seriously? How has this place got in such a state?
I've been taking a break from housework to concentrate on me. I realised that I was so concerned with how society perceives me as a metrosexual man that I wasn't thinking about what I really wanted in life.
You need to stop watching daytime television, you.
I'm leaving. I'd rather sit in the darkness and catch typhoid from this place.
Do you know, I agree. You know that way when you can taste a smell?
No. Right, Blake, you come and sit with Susan while I go and take a look at the fuse box.
He's no use. He's terrified of the dark.
The dark makes the ghosts come out.
Blake, you're more likely to be killed by something growing in this flat than a ghost.
Haven't you seen Poltergeist?
Yes, and I've also seen Braveheart, the famous documentary on what it means to be Scottish. Sometimes films lie,
Can
Blake.
Can you stop it?
What was that? Did you get a pet?
No, a stupid thing to say. A pet? Why would one of us get a pet? That's...
Right, leave the door on the snib, Blake. I don't want to end up locked in here with you two.
That's the couch. I've got the couch.
Just sit there. I'll find a torch and check the fuse box. Susan, do you know what it is?
What, the torch?
No. My Oscar for best performance in a short film. Yes, the torch!
It's in my emergency box in the hall cupboard, of course.
Right. Blake, can I borrow your phone to use as a torch so I can find the torch?
No, not really. I need to keep hold of my phone.
It's okay. I don't want to look at pictures of you dressed up as Princess Leia.
You said you'd never tell her, Susan!
I didn't.
I'm selling something on an auction site and it finishes at midnight. I have to be available in case anyone has any questions. That's what's good about shopping online. Instant access.
And the fact you could shop in your pants. In the real world, that's very much frowned upon.
What are you selling that is so important?
Oh, he's selling something for me. It's nothing for you to worry about.
What?
Well, it's an impulse purchase that I have come to regret.
Tap shoes. Turns out she has the dance within her. It just doesn't want to come out of her.
Well, don't you just list the these things on a website and it just takes care of itself.
Susan added a few details to make them more attractive. Prospective purchasers think they're buying Bonnie Langford's tap shoes from the actual Bonnie Langford. When they ask me a question, I have to think, what would Bonnie Langford say? It's not easy.
It's important that it feels real so that people don't get suspicious.
All right, OK, well, I will deal with his potential fraud later. And don't worry, I'll find the torch myself.
Just bring the whole box, though, Fiona. There might be stuff in it we can use, yeah?
Oh, why did you leave so much stuff lying around? Oh, here we go. Oh, no, Susan, don't worry. I can find my way back from the light of Blake's criminal activity.
I think you'll find I made him list the seller as B. Langford, not Bonnie. It's not my fault if people make assumptions.
And Susan says there's not a court in the land that will convict me.
Right. Well, speaking as a lawyer, Blake, I'd say that was rubbish.
What?
Don't listen to her. For all we know, she doesn't even have a real degree.
Well, you came to my graduation. Ah, here's the torch. Why isn't it working?
You have to wind it up.
Wind it up?
Yeah, I got non-battery operated ones so that in the event of the end of the world, it'll keep working.
Well, how long does the charge last?
Well, it depends on your elbow power, doesn't it?
Oh, goodness sake.
See, it works a total treat. It's easy.
What on earth is in this box?
I've spent my life preparing for this very moment, the end of the world.
Toilet roll?
When the world ends, toilet roll will be the most valuable commodity. Fact.
So you're hoping to rule the world with some Andrex Super Soft?
If you dig down, you'll find a Swiss Army knife. Say no more.
Susan, what productions did I wear the shoes in?
Say pantomime, Jack and the Beanstalk. She's bound to have done that.
There's a map of Wales.
Safest place to head to.
A book by Bear Grylls.
Survival tips.
A bottle of Matey.
You need a bit of luxury, don't you?
This isn't going to... Oh, for goodness sake!
I said Cinderella. I thought that was more likely.
Did they believe you?
I put in a bit about how playing the principal boy was interesting because of the gender swapping and how I spent a week working in the docks of Felixstowe to get into character.
Yes. I think Bonnie would be a method actor. It's a very good call. Very
they
good
bid an extra 50 quid.
Wait, I'll go and look at the fuse box. Watch you're not blinded by the light. Well, I can't see anything wrong. None of the fuses have popped. Oh, I don't, should we just wait and see what happens, or do you think we should call an electrician?
Well, I don't know. I'm clearly not good in an emergency, am I?
Well, I'll call an electrician. Better safe than sorry.
Why did you need to tell her about the tap shoes?
Your sister's a human lie detector. It's just easier to tell her the truth straight away.
I do not fancy your chances in prison.
What?
I'm just saying, if you're going to make it in the big house, you're going to have to toughen it up a bit.
I'm quite physically imposing.
I agree. But I worry you don't have the right aura.
Get your hands off me, you slag.
Oh, you've kept that very well hidden, haven't you? Very manly, very pole dark.
I watched Fiona's Ross Kemp box set recently.
Right. Well, I left a message with someone. Hopefully he'll pick it up and get back to us.
What's Bonnie Langford in 12 Years a Slave?
Yes, I think she was, yeah.
Do you know what? I think I need to put a wee jumper on. It's getting a bit chilly, isn't it?
Yeah, it has got a bit cold, isn't it? Oof.
You know what that means?
The pilot light's gone out in the boiler?
No, it's them.
Who's them?
Them. From the other side.
What, the Wilsons at number 73?
Oh, I hope not. I mean, I'm all for being neighbourly, as long as being a neighbour means you never need to speak or interact with anyone in any way.
No! From the other side of the spirit world.
Oh, come on. That's a pile of nonsense.
It's not. I saw a ghost once. I was about 13 or 14. Certainly younger than 21.
You have a remarkable memory.
I was on holiday in Yorkshire. Mum and her friends wanted to reenact Wuthering Heights without the overtly patriarchal overtones of the original.
Of course they did.
One night, as they were recreating the scene on the moors where Kathy tells Heathcliff that she wants her own career and isn't going to wait around forever, they left me on my own.
Oh, And let me guess, you saw a ghost?
No. Well, yes. I saw an apparition. It was a young boy, and he was staring at me. And when I looked back, he was still staring at me.
Should we tell him he was probably looking in the mirror?
No, I think we should just enjoy the moment.
I'll never forget the fear in his eyes as he stared at me. I knew then that ghosts were real.
Do you know what? Maybe you're right, Blake. Ooh, maybe it's some sort of spiritual apocalypse.
Oh, don't talk about stuff like that, Fiona. Not when it's dark. You know, I can sense spirit.
So can I. There's a bottle of gin in that cupboard calling me right now.
There's definitely something happening. I can feel a lot of negative energy around me.
Yes, me too. I don't know what it is.
Why don't I let the torch die out and we will see if anyone contacts us?
I think I'll wait in the pub.
Pub shut, Blake. Stay where you are. If I'm doing this, so are you.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun. Come on, switch off that phone, Blake. Let's go completely dark.
I don't want to. Susan might be scared.
To be honest, I am a tad worried about all this.
Maybe we'll make contact with someone or something. But we need complete darkness for this experiment. Ooh, that's a torch fading. Ooh, it's nearly out.
Will you hold my hand, Susan?
I already am.
That's my hand. Oh.
You need to use hand cream, sis. It feels like you work as a bricklayer. That's...
Please hold my hand.
Well, stick out and I'll grab it.
Blake, please remove your hand from my upper torso area.
Sorry, it felt like Susan's head.
Well, I don't know whether you've got a squishy head or I've got abnormally hard breasts.
I have a squishy head. I'm here, Blake. That's it. You're okay. You're
it's
okay.
So dark.
This is fine. I could sit here for ages.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Don't panic, Blake. It's okay.
What was that?
It's just the wind.
It sounded like someone talking.
What did they say?
You are doomed. We are coming for you. There is nowhere to hide.
Long sentence.
I believe you, Blake.
Oh, the flat isn't haunted, you idiot.
Well, what if it is? We'll have to perform an exorcism.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
Blake, what are you doing?
I don't have any holy water, so I thought I'd use Diet Coke.
You idiots. I'm going to prove to you that this is a load of nonsense. You ready? Is anybody there?
This is a really bad idea, Fiona.
Is anybody there? Give us a sign if you can hear us.
I don't like this.
Neither do I.
For goodness sakes! I've told you before, there's no such thing.
Take them first!
Blake, get out of there. You can't hide underneath me.
Yes, I can.
Now I've dropped a torch.
Find it! Find it quickly before it gets any closer.
It's somewhere on the floor.
It's not here.
It has to be.
It's not. The ghost has taken it.
Oh, God. Why would a ghost take a torch?
Because it's dark.
Don't be stupid. Was that you, Susan?
Not this time.
Where is it?
I found it. Okay, that's better.
What was that?
I don't know, but it was coming from your room, Susan.
I knew it. Ghosts are always attracted to the most emotionally open people. You'd never be haunted, Fiona. You're too repressed.
Oh, I'm haunted every day by the dream of being an only child.
Should we try and see what it is?
Yes.
No, actually, no, we shouldn't.
Oh, come on, you coward.
Let me go first. I'm... not that scared little boy anymore.
Okay, no, wait, listen, I'll go first and check, right? I'll go first and check, okay? Yep, no, nothing to see.
You didn't even look properly. Oh, come on, let's all go in together.
If you see a spirit, remember, don't antagonise them.
So don't ask them about Brexit, then?
Right, come on, enough talking. Let's all just get in there and get that ghost. You've got to edge around the walls. It's safer.
The walls feel all sticky.
Yeah, that's how they always feel. This is the best way to enter her room. Even when the electricity's on, you never know what might be lurking there.
I resent that.
Shh! I can hear something.
It's coming from the wardrobe.
It's not. It sounds like it's under the bed.
No, let's go back to the living room, everyone.
Why? You were the one that thought the place was haunted.
I was just being all girly and stupid. There's no such thing as ghosts. Come on, let's have some biscuits. Yeah, biscuits. Yeah, biscuits.
It sounds like it's in the walls.
Yeah.
That was the front door.
It's shut in his end.
Just forget it. There's nothing here.
It's in the room with us.
Right, when I say now, rush it. Maybe we can catch it.
You don't do that. No.
No.
What are you doing?
He seems to be very solid for a ghost. It's lifting me off the floor. Help me, Susan. Do something religious.
Little donkey.
That's not helping!
Everybody just calm down. Oh, whoever you are, can you please put him down?
Well, I was just defending myself. I'm the electrician. He called, said it was an emergency.
You're lucky, mate. I could have hurt you. I did karate when I was 12.
So sorry. We thought you were a ghost.
Yeah, sorry.
See? We're perfectly normal people.
Maybe we should go into the living room.
Yeah, just watch it, mate. Watch yourself, karate.
Well, that's a very good torch you have there, Mr. Electrician.
Just call me Greg.
I might well do that.
Whatevs, battery operated, it's not going to help when the world falls apart, is it?
Maybe someone could just tell me what the problem is.
Well, I was watching television and... Well, the electricity just went out.
Well, just like that?
Just like that, absolutely.
Well, nobody touched anything or plugged anything in?
I resent the allegation I had anything to do with what happened.
I've been an electrician for over 30 years. If there's one thing I know, it's that electricity is never the issue.
I bet you've got some cracking stories.
Yeah, I've seen a lot. I mean, a lot I can never talk about. I will tell you this. I went to a woman's house about 5 years ago, a very ordinary house, but you'd never know what was going on behind closed doors. You see, she decided not to invest in an 8-way individually switched surge protection extension socket. No, she bought some cheap 2-way block splitters online and thought that would do the job.
You should do thought for the date.
She loaded them and loaded them and loaded them, and slowly but surely the damage was being done. Visibly at first, then a fuse here and a fuse there until finally, boom.
Her house exploded.
No, but her hairdryer stopped working.
I was expecting more. Was anyone else expecting more?
Now, if they'll excuse me, I have a mystery to solve. I'll be back.
I think we should send him away. Oh. As soon as it's light outside, we can just work out what happened ourselves.
Don't be silly, Susan. He's here now. Oh, I feel awful again. I think the adrenaline must have worn off.
£500! We've got £500 for the shoes!
Yes! Oh, not this again.
Now we just need to put Bonnie's autograph on them and the deed is done.
You should sign them with lip liner, Susan. That's the kind of thing she would do. Maybe a few sparkles and a kiss.
Well, the lights are back on again!
Yay!
Oh, is it too bright, Blake? Oh.
He's like a frightened little mole.
Oh, bless you. Sausage.
Found the problem?
Oh, hello, you.
Hi.
I didn't expect you to be so, well-built. And so handsome.
Oh.
Do I need to pour a bucket of water over you or something?
Sorry, did you, find out what the problem was?
Your cat.
We don't have a cat. I'm violently allergic to cats.
What proof do you have for such a scurrilous allegation, sir?
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
Apart from this cat.
Damn it.
Did you get a cat, Susan? Even though you know that it makes me ill.
Well, she just followed me into the flat the other day and I was just keeping her till I could find out who she belonged to, and I just searched and I searched and I searched, but I just came up with nothing.
It has a collar with a phone number on it.
Thanks, Columbo.
She chewed through one of the wires. I've isolated the socket. It should all be fine.
I can't have her here.
I'll take her back to the owners. It's just down the road. I'll let the cat out of the bag, so to speak.
Well, do you know, thank heavens you were here, or it might have been a catastrophe.
What's happening?
I think they're flirting.
I'll leave my invoice here.
It's horrible, but I can't stop watching it. Like seeing Boris Johnson do a striptease.
You know, maybe this unfortunate incident could be the start of something. As I always say, if opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. Call me sometime, even if the electricity is working.
Well, he was nice, wasn't he? How much? Your cat has cost us £300?
Well, no one ever really owns a cat, do they, sis? It's, you know, it's more a relationship based on fear, is kind of...
Blake, sell those shoes. I am taking that cash to pay for your idiocy.
You can't take the money. I spent ages forging Bonnie's signature on them.
Blake?
Yes, Fiona?
Sell them.
Yes, Fiona.
What are you going to do with the £200 that's left over?
Well, I don't know. I might buy myself a new dress. Maybe for a date. Maybe with a sparky man.
I'm off to bed.
Hey. Do you want to say something to me before you...
Like what?
Like maybe sorry.
For what?
The cat.
Oh, yes, sorry.
And you're going to promise to me that you're never going to bring another cat into the flat again?
I promise. Yep.
Or a dog, or a rabbit, or a guinea pig?
Fine. I'll never bring a cat or a rabbit or a guinea pig into this flat. None of them.
Or a chinchilla?
Right. Yeah, fine. Go on then. Yes.
Well, thank you. And good night.
Night. Susan will never bring any cats into this house, oh no. But she didn't say anything about you lot, did she? No, she didn't. My kittens. My beautiful kittens. Mummy loves all of you.
You've been listening to Sisters by Susan Kalman, starring Susan Kalman, Ashley Jensen and Nick Helm, with William Andrews as Greg. The producer was Paul Schlesinger. It was a hat-trick production for BBC Radio 4.